Hey guys, this is Angela Blessed with a quick encouraging word, or a word for the day. At times, things do get hard in life. I'm not going to lie. For me, being an entrepreneur, it's some things that I did fall into. It's holes that I did fall into. It was things that I had to get myself out. It was times that I had to encourage myself and still is encouraging myself. It was times, and still is, I was losing people who I thought was my friend, even family members, left and right. But in this life and this walk of trying to do or doing what God has put you in charge of doing, the assignments that comes with it, not only the assignments that you have to do, you got the hits that you take. Protecting your assignments, protecting your name, not even protecting your name, but walking that path and saying to yourself, no matter what it takes, I'm going to walk this path. No matter how hard it rains, I'm going to continue to walk in the rain. I don't care if my shoes are soaking wet. I don't care if my clothes are dripping wet. I don't care if it messes up my hair, my weave. But I have to continue on with this assignment because people's lives are dependent on it. Have you ever thought like that? One thing about me, I will give the shirt off my back. I will give my last, but I had to stop doing this because it was hurting my home. It was hurting me. And at the end of the day, it was draining me. So now I'm very careful of the people I allow in my space. I will go to those that God has assigned me to do and to help them out. But I'm not going to push you harder if you're not going to go hard for yourself. What's the use? I'm not going to do the work for you if you're not willing to work twice as hard. The tools are laid out for you. You have everything that you need to make yourself great. Do not look at anybody. Do not envy anybody's light. Even. I can't even pronounce that word, but it's okay. Don't even look at how this person doing. Don't wish that you was that person. Because are you willing to go behind scenes? Because we don't know what went on behind scenes, right? Are you willing to be up all night, not having no food on your table? Your lights is off. Your water is off. The rent is due. Your kids are crying. No gas money. Are you willing to do what it takes to accomplish your dream? Don't envy nobody's walk. Because I can't walk a mile in your shoes. You can't walk a mile in my shoes. The things that I went through probably would have killed you. You probably would have gave up way before then. But because of the grace of God that's on each one of our lives, and that's another thing. I don't believe in competition. No, I do not believe in that because I believe that God put things in all of us, but we different ways. We have to do things different ways. It may seem we may start off at the beginning, but we still merge away from each other. You got something that somebody else need. I got something that somebody else need. And you got something that somebody else would need in the future. I'm not in this world for competition. I'm in this world to complete these assignments that God has put upon my life. I'm on this earth to speak the truth. I'm on this earth to tell my testimony so that it would help millions and billions of people out of the rock, out of the dump, out of the hole they fell into. It's never too late to start anything, guys. Don't let no one tell you it's too late. No, it's never too late. Never, ever, ever too late. And again, I think Maya Angelou, I'm not going to think. I'm going to tell you. I don't know how many doors she knocked, but she said, I knocked on 172 doors. And out of those 172 doors, I believe she said, 171 told her no. But she kept going. Can you imagine? Man, no one's going to help me. I knocked on this door. I asked this person, this door, this door, this door, this door. And then just wanted to give up when you're closing to your blessing. If she would have gave up at the 171, we would never have known who Maya Angelou was. We have to complete the task. We have to continue to press on. We have to continue to encourage ourselves. We have to continue to pray in this process that we're going through. We don't have time to mimic or envy anyone. You are made perfect in God's way. You're not perfect, but you are made just how He wanted you to be made. We're going to go through life and it's going to be some roadblocks, but we got to find a way around that block. We're going to go through life that people's going to leave us, but it's okay. Cry and get over it and keep it moving. We have to protect our peace. We have to protect our space. We have to protect our children around us, even if they're when they're little like that. I come to tell you today, and not to hold you long, not to give up. Not to envy anyone. And watch what comes out of our mouth. We can speak life or we can speak death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It tells us that. I choose to speak life wherever I may, no matter what I'm going through in life. I choose to speak life. Those thoughts may come in my mind, but I refuse to allow them to roll off my tongue. I am blessed going in and blessed going out. I am wonderful, amazing. I am beautiful. I am an encouraging person. I speak life into others and into myself and into my family. Your time is now. Don't give up, because that one door might be the door that you need to walk in. Don't give up. Don't give up on that last door you just knocked. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep going. I'm Angela Bless, and this is your encouraging word for today. You have this. You can do this. I believe in you. I have faith in God that you will be able to do many things that He had called you to do. It's not about making money. But we do need things to sustain our living arrangements and feed our children and gas and pay for things. But the glory and the gift is when we help others. I feel good when I help others. I love you guys. Follow me on Instagram at Angie7102. On Facebook, Angela Bless. It's Angela Bless Real Talk on Facebook. You guys be blessed. Take care. Love you.